You're listening to Getting Things Done, the official podcast of the David Allen Company. Episode 7, a guided weekly review with senior coach Meg Edwards. Welcome again to another episode of Getting Things Done, GTD for shorthand. I'm Andrew J. Mason, and I am beyond excited about today's episode because we'll be guiding you through an interactive weekly review process. If you're familiar with the GTD methodology, then you know that this step is the critical success factor to being able to sustain all of the mental freedom you've earned with capturing and processing your inboxes. The weekly review helps you get clear, get current, and get creative. So today we have senior coach Meg Edwards stepping us through a weekly review. Now, just like episode 3, where David guided us through a mind sweep, you could listen to the entire thing from start to finish, but you'll receive the most value from the experience if you get out whatever GTD system you use and use Meg's guidance to curate your system. Here's the key, and this is critical. Whenever Meg says she's going to give you a few minutes, we've added about 5 seconds of light music as a trigger for you to hit the pause button on this podcast, and then you can take as long as you need. Then, as soon as you're done, hit play again, and Meg will be right back with your next step. As always, this content is just a slice of what you'll get as a community member of GTD Connect. A lot of conversations that we're releasing on this podcast are already available, ready and waiting for you to download and watch or listen to take your GTD game to the next level. So head on over to gettingthingsdone.com/podcast and click on GTD Connect to start listening and learning from the community today. And hang out until the end of this podcast for a significant discount code when you decide to join. And now, from the archives, here's Meg Edwards guiding you through the weekly review process.
You know, this is one of my favorite webinars to do because, you know, I've been taking people through individual weekly reviews for over a decade now. And one of the things that I love to hear at the end of the weekly review is the common feedback of, wow, A, that wasn't so difficult, and B, wow, that was a really good use of the time. And so I just really want to say congratulations up front to everybody because, you know, one of the most hardest things for people to do is to unhook to create the space for some reflecting time. And that's what everybody's doing today, which is really fabulous. So I really mean it in a very sincere way. Congratulations. So here we go. All right. Step one, we're going to go ahead and collect loose papers and materials. So for those of you who are at your workstation, this is not about collecting backlog. One of the things you want to try to do in your current weekly reviews is not to do backlog collecting. This is just really current. What's on your desk, your briefcase, and your wallet. And I'm going to give you 2 minutes for this, and you're going to scoop it up, and not necessarily something that you're currently working on, but you're going to scoop it up, and you're going to put it into your in basket. And that's all this step is. I love this step because periodically I get spread out, and that's okay. You know, that's the beauty of the weekly review is I always know that at the end of the weekly review, I've got that collection back. You may need more time than 2 minutes. I completely understand that. But for right now, I just want to, again, get you kind of into that practice of the weekly review of collecting. So go ahead and start your 2 minutes of collecting. Okay, so that's 2 minutes. Now, step two is going to be a mental collection. Okay, which is to empty your head. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is to put into writing and process any uncaptured new projects, action items, waiting for, someday maybes, etc. Now, some people get very, like, overwhelmed by this step. I'm not asking you, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, that you have to collect every thought that you've had since you were born. You know, you can be strategic. You know, one of the things that I still do when I'm doing my mind sweep during the weekly review is I'll ask myself, you know, Meg, what woke you up in the middle of the night, if anything, this week? Are you procrastinating anything? Have you gone unconscious to anything? You know, it's just, again, an opportunity to create some space, just to be quiet and go inward and say, does anything have your attention? And then what we want to do is just write it down. You just want to collect it. The other thing about collection and doing a mind sweep is doesn't mean that you have to do it. It just means that, as you know, one of our guiding principles is to get this stuff off of your mind. It's not a good place for it. So go ahead and whatever capture tool you want to use, I'm actually going to give you 5 minutes for this step because we found in the past that it's just so valuable to have that opportunity to do a mind sweep, okay? So go ahead and start. And let's go ahead and stop. So that was 5 minutes. So what I'd like you to do is in the question box, about more or less, you don't have to count, how much did you capture? I'll never forget the first time I attended a seminar and David actually was delivering it and I did my first mind sweep. I mean, it's not like I hadn't done mind sweeps before. I had pages and pages of things I was keeping in my mind. Mark saying 23, David 14, Jeb 10. So a little volume there. Silvana 28. Betty, 0. Okay, looks like you've been collecting. Jennifer, 42. So, okay, so you guys have some volume there, and that's okay. You know, life moves fast sometimes, and sometimes we just don't have the opportunity to capture it all. So there you go on doing a physical collect or mental collection. So now we've done a physical collection. Now we've done a mental collection. May not be complete. That's okay. Again, little review is better than no review. Again, I want you to get it so that you look forward to weekly reviews. If I could give you all one thing, it would be, wow, I've got this time scheduled in my calendar, or this is an opportunity that I didn't think was going to show up, and I'm going to go do a weekly review because I'm going to feel so much better at the end of it, even though it may or may not be complete. So now what do we do with this? All right, now the next step is to get your ins to 0. Now, this is the whole thing here. During the week, you guys, most people need an hour to an hour and a half a day to get their current ins to 0, their what they've collected physically, their emails, and electronic ins. And I find that most people aren't doing that. They're not managing their calendar in a way that allows for them to get that processing and organizing, and then they use the weekly review to get caught up. Or they think that you wait till the weekly review to get your ins to 0. And so this is the trick here. The trick here is I'm going to give you 6 minutes to process and organize anything that you want to process and organize during that 6 minutes. It doesn't matter. It could be emails. It could be your mind sweep. It could be whatever. But then I'm going to have you go into your calendar and schedule time to finish up this step because the weekly review is not catch-up time. Now, what I just said, it varies. I just was in California for a week, and I had a long trip back in an airplane. And I actually did a 4-hour weekly review, and about an hour and a half to 2 hours of that weekly review was processing and organizing emails and paper that I didn't get to during the week that I was in California. But I couldn't sustain that. So I don't want to have you think that there are rules here. They're just best practices and guidelines. So just a little bit of a refresher here in terms of processing and organizing. So I'm going to quickly take you through this, and then I'm going to give you 6 minutes to actually process and organize. So again, what do we mean by processing and organizing? Well, we've just collected. That's the first phase of workflow. And the second and third is processing and organizing. So these are processing is really the questions that you're going to ask yourself about your stuff. What is it? Is it actionable? There are two answers. If it's no, do you trash it, incubate it, or file it? And if it's yes, you're going to ask, what's the next action? And this is what I call the 3 Ds. Once you know what the next action is, can you do it in less than 2 minutes because it takes that long to put it in your system and retrieve it? Can you delegate it to somebody? And then maybe you want to track it on your waiting for list or maybe not. Or do you want to defer it into your calendar to do it on a specific day or your next actions list to get it done as soon as possible? And then you also want to remember to ask, if it's multiple actions, what's the desired outcome for this project? Meaning, if that next action is going to be part of, it's going to take a couple of steps to finish, maybe you want to make that into a project. Once you've answered all those questions, then you're going to put those answers in your organizational tool. For example, you're going to put it in your project list, your calendar, your next actions list, or you're waiting for. And if it's not actionable, you're either going to trash it, incubate it, or maybe put it in a tickler or reference. So that's processing and organizing. Now, for example, today, when I was doing my mind sweep, I came across some information about refi of the house. I'm looking into refinancing it. And so is it actionable? Yes. What's the next action? I actually need to call my financial planner. It's also got a lot of actions to it, so it's going to be on my project list. So I have a project which is to look into refinancing of the house, and on my calls list I have a next action to call my financial planner. And then I can crumble up that little piece of paper and throw it away. Or if I need that piece of paper, I may actually file it, or I may create a new file called refi of the house and then start, you know, accumulating all that paper, because there's going to be a lot of it. For those of you who have refinanced the house, you know that there's tons of paper that go along with that. So that's just a quick refresher about processing and organizing. So let's go ahead and take this 6 minutes and just kind of get into processing and organizing. So what I usually find in the weekly review is I spend about 15 minutes collecting, processing, and organizing, because, again, I want the bulk of my weekly review to be about the get current part. So why don't you guys go ahead and start? Okay, fabulous. Let's go ahead and stop and wrap that up. And in the question box, if you were going to ask yourself, if I was going to get all of my ins to zero, how much time would I need? 15 minutes, an hour, 3 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours? Ginger's saying 3 hours. Just use your intuitive hit about how much time do you need to finish processing and organizing. Jennifer said 4 hours. Bethel was saying all day because your current backlog is huge. Completely understand that. Okay, Kate said she got it done in 6 minutes. Okay, that's fabulous. You know, that's going to happen sometimes where you actually can finish processing and organizing. Mark was saying he got to zero this morning. Okay, fabulous. So this is my recommendation. I want you, those folks that who didn't get to finish processing and organizing, I want you to go into your calendar and find that time for you to finish processing and organizing. Now, this isn't going to necessarily happen all the time, and you may not be able to completely get this all processed and organized, but it's a step towards getting to the point where you are able to starting to get to zero on a regular basis. And, you know, people are going to say, well, geez, you know, how do I even find the time already swamped? Well, you know, this is the pathway out to get more in control and to focus. And I think that's why some people actually avoid the weekly review, because they don't want to be conscious to this. But believe me and trust me, you are going to feel better by, you know, actually start doing this on a regular basis. So go ahead in your calendar and schedule that. Now, that's a tip in the future when you can't get to zero during the weekly review. Another tip is to do this the day before your weekly review, meaning the three steps that we just did, the collecting, the processing, and organizing. I still, after all these years, divide my weekly review up into two parts. I do the get clear before my weekly review, and then my weekly review, I actually start with a get current. So that's something for you all to kind of think about. So we're going to now move into step four, which is the get current part, which there's six parts to it. And the first part is to review your next actions lists. Now, What's really interesting about this is, what does this mean? Well, it means you want to kind of clean it up. I mean, things change during the week. You know, what might have been important is not necessarily important now. And I'm going to give you about 5 minutes on this step. So if you can't clean up all of your actions list, just pick one to clean up, and then you can clean up the other ones, you know, moving forward. But what you're doing is you're cleaning up your list so that when you're doing work and you're looking at your list, you're saying, these are the options that I want to see when I'm going to do work. So when I did my weekly review yesterday, because I actually do mine the day before I do these webinars, is I was cleaning up my personal list, my at-home list. And there were quite a few things on that list. And I realized that some of them weren't relevant anymore. And so I took them off. Some I deleted, some I incubated, so that when this weekend, when I look at my home list, it's going to be an accurate, updated list. It's going to be useful. So go ahead and pick a list or try to get as through as many of your lists as you can. Now, you can see in your weekly review list that the waiting for is a different step. And some people actually clean up their waiting for list in this step, and that's okay if you do. So this is your whatever list you've created for yourself, your home, your errands, your calls list, your computer list, your agendas list, whatever list you've created for yourself you want to clean up. And go ahead and start. Okay, and go ahead and stop. You know, what I love about this step is that sometimes we go numb to these lists. You know, sometimes things have been sitting on there for a while, which is really fine. But it's really important to have that time to sit back and reflect to see if these actions are still relevant. And are they truly next actions? Sometimes people procrastinate because they didn't finish the thinking and they just put a bunch of stuff down in these lists. This is an opportunity in the weekly review to really, really make sure that they're the very next visible, physical next action for you to move forward on. So, great. So that's some best practices for step four on reviewing next actions list. Next step, step five, which is there are two steps now with the calendar. One is to go back into your previous calendar data. And people are like, what does this mean, Meg? It means just go back in your calendar. Now, if you do your weekly review on a regular basis, you're pretty much just going back to your last weekly review. But you want to go back in your calendar and just make sure that there are no loose threads. Go back and maybe something got canceled and hasn't gotten rescheduled, or maybe you had put a next action on your calendar but didn't get to it that day. Not that any of you would do that. I always find that people catch things. So this is where you want to make sure that, you know, there are no loose threads. And I'm going to give you 2 minutes to do this step and see if you capture anything that you want to bring forward into your current system. And go ahead and start. And go ahead and stop. And in the question box, did any of you catch anything by looking back in your calendar? I mean, sometimes I think we kind of already do this, but not necessarily on a regular basis. So did anybody catch anything? I know yesterday I caught a couple of things. Mark was saying that he caught one thing. Linda, yes. Silvana was saying she caught five things. And Bethel said that hadn't put some meetings on the list. Okay, that's really fabulous. Okay, so that's the nice thing about this, is that you catch things. Now, the next step is to review your upcoming calendar. Now, I absolutely love this step, and I am going to give you just 2 minutes for this, but generally speaking, in my weekly review, I have a tendency to spend a little bit more time on it. And what I'm doing is I'm reviewing upcoming events, long and short-term things, and to capture any actions that need to. But the other thing that I want you guys to think about in looking at your upcoming calendar is, how are you all with your calendar management? Are you guys leaving enough space in your calendar for doing time, defining time? you know, maybe you need to be blocking out some time. You know, there are pros and cons to that. You know, sometimes I really have to block out time to get some stuff done. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. For those of you who have who are really booked back to back, a recommendation is that if you have an action that's going to take you longer, sometimes you need to book that into your calendar. And one of the things that I find when I'm doing my weekly review is some things go off of my actions list because they've been sitting there for a while, which is really fine. But now I really need to put them into my calendar to get them done. And there's a real interesting flow that happens between my actions list of those things that I need to get done as soon as I can versus those things that I might put in my calendar that really have to get done now. So that when work as it appears shows up, at least I know what I may have to renegotiate. So there's a very interesting natural flow that happens as you anchor your getting things done journey and practice with the weekly review. So I'm going to go ahead and give you two steps to look at your upcoming calendar and go ahead and start. How far out do you go, Robert was asking. You know what? As far as you need to. Some people go out 1 or 2 weeks. Some people go out a couple of months and everything in between. You just got to use your intuition. No rights or wrongs here. All right, moving on to the next one is an opportunity to review your waiting for list. Now, if anybody doesn't have a waiting for list, this is an opportunity to maybe think, is it useful for me to create one? It's for those things that you have delegated to other people that you want to track. Might be something that you've even ordered from a company and you're waiting to get that package, could go on your waiting for list. It could be something, whatever it is that you want to be able to track. Now, this is kind of interesting. For those of you that have a lot of volume, please don't wait for your weekly review to start pinging people back during your weekly review. You know, the next thing, you know, you could spend an hour on your waiting for list emailing people back. That's part of your work. And so I recommend that you review your waiting for list as often as you need to and actually, you know, email or call people then. This is kind of a higher level review just to see kind of what's coming down the pipe, which is like, you know, today's Thursday and something's due Monday. Might want to be a little proactive and check in with them. You know, whatever you need to do to get all this off of your mind and to feel a sense of peace and presentness. So I'm going to go ahead and give you 2 minutes on this step and go ahead and start. Okay, and that's the step on you're waiting for. Moving on to the next one. Now, step eight is an opportunity now to review your project list and larger outcome list. So think about what we've done to this point. We have collected, done a physical collection, done a mental collection, did some processing and organizing, cleaned up your actions list and your calendar. So generally speaking, by this step of the weekly review, when you now are bumping up to your project list, so when you think about the horizons of focus, remember the six levels, the runway is your first level, then you've got projects, areas of focus, goals, vision, and purpose. We're bumping up now to have a higher level of looking at projects. You're going to have a pretty good intuitive hit when you're looking at your project list. I don't recall that there was a next action for this project. But a lot of times, you'll say, oh, yeah, you know, I know that these projects have next actions, they're moving accordingly. So this is not necessarily a time to really get into project planning. If you're coming across a project that's stuck, it's not moving accordingly, you might need to do some more thinking in your weekly review about what do I need to do to get this project unstuck? Do I need to schedule some time in the calendar? Do I need to, what's my next action to kind of move this forward so that all your projects are moving forward? Now, they're not going to move forward at the same pace. Again, projects are things that you're trying to complete within a couple of weeks to a couple of months to a year, 18 months if you want to. It's really kind of your call. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you 6 minutes on this step. And what you want to do is evaluate the status of your projects, goals, and outcomes one by one, ensuring at least one current next action for each item. If you want to browse through project planning, you can. However you want to best use these 6 minutes, please use your intuition on this. Now, that being said, I don't always just review my project list in my weekly review. Sometimes I just do a project review because I need more time to really think and just see my projects. So again, the weekly review isn't the end all. You know, sometimes you can break some of these reviews out and do more in depth on these steps. So go ahead and start, and I'm going to give you 6 minutes. And then for those of you who'd like to share, what was it like for you to take this time and review your project list? What did you find, if anything? Did you add some new projects that showed up this week? Did you realize that maybe some of these projects were stale and they needed to be deleted or renegotiated or delegated to people or put on your someday maybe list? Nathan was saying, my list is such a jumble of projects and next actions. Yeah, so it's just an opportunity for you to start really making some clear distinction between what is really a true project and a next action. Another thing that I try to do in that time is to make sure that there's a project verb so that I'm really getting the successful outcome like complete or ensure or look into, R&D, roll out. Moved some to a someday maybe list, added some projects and actions. Okay, fabulous. Okay, great. So the last step of the get current part is to review any relevant checklists. A lot of people say, what are you talking about here? And this is a thing, you guys, either you have them or you don't. I actually, because I live in New England, I've got lots of checklists, particularly on the outside with seasons. I actually am working off of a fall checklist. I'm putting everything to bed here in my garden and the garden hoses, and this weekend I'm going to be taking out that fall checklist and start to get ready for the winter. I'm also going on a trip, and so I have a travel checklist that I'll take out and take a look at. So this is just something that's just highly intuitive. Maybe you've always wanted to create a checklist and you just haven't done it yet. So you want to use that checklist to use as a trigger for any new actions that may show up. And I'm going to give you a minute for this step. And go ahead and just see what shows up for you. Okay, and you can kind of wrap that up. And that completes the get current part of the weekly review. And so now that you've gotten some exposure and some experience with getting clear and getting current, we're going to move into the get creative part. And there are two parts to this. The first step is to review your someday maybe list to see if you now want to take anything off and populate it now into current actions and projects. Those of you who may not have a someday maybe list, that's okay. But those of you that do, you can take a look at it. Sometimes you have a big someday maybe list or lots of different kinds of someday maybe incubation lists. Look at the ones intuitively that you'd like to in this weekly review. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a minute to do that. And why don't you go ahead and start? Now that you have a better idea and you have a more current inventory of your work, you're going to have a pretty good sense about what you may or may not want to be able to pull off now with your someday maybe list. And now the last step of the weekly review says be creative and courageous. Any new, wonderful, harebrained, creative, thought-provoking, risk-taking ideas to add to your system. Now, I think that there's a lot of misunderstandings about this because some people think, are you kidding me? Now I've got to sit here and create some new projects, new actions. And no, actually, what this is really saying is that now you're really back into your intuitive decision-making mode after you leave your weekly review. Quick story is I was working with a client who was late for a follow-up call with me, and I actually ended up having to call him, and he completely lost track of time, and he really wanted to reschedule with me. He was very, very busy, and I said, that's perfect time to do a weekly review. It's when you feel like you can't do it, or you can't afford it, or you're too busy, is actually sometimes the best time to stop and do a weekly review. And he actually trusted me, and he said, okay, fine, let's do a weekly review. Took him through a weekly review, and at the end, he had this incredible, you know, that aha moment where he said, wow, you know, I was so in the busy trap and didn't even realize it, and I was about to call this person before you called me, and now actually I'm going to do something completely different now, because actually the most strategic thing for me to do is to send this email. And that was just a really wonderful example of what can show up in the weekly review. So I'm just going to give you a minute here just to kind of take a deep breath, you know, congratulate yourself on doing a weekly review and see what might possibly show up now because you've got some more space by doing the weekly review. So go ahead and we're just going to take a minute and just see what shows up. So let's wrap that up. And there you go, folks. There's an hour weekly review. You now have some understanding and some best practices of all of these 11 steps. And you can see they're not in order. So you can hop around if you want to, but there's a little rhyme or reason to the order that David put them in. So now, how do we get this to stick? A couple of things. One is I want you all to go into your calendars because you've just looked at your upcoming calendar and now you've cleaned up your upcoming calendar and find a slot for your next weekly review. Some people can't make the weekly review same time, same day, every week. I know that I've never been able to do that. I know that there are people that can. What I do is I finish a weekly review and I go schedule my next weekly review in. So that's one tip. The next one is, as I said earlier, to divide the weekly review into get clear and get current. I know that a lot of people are doing that now, and they've had very good success with it. The other is to get a buddy system. Find somebody who also, you know, would like to do the weekly review and do it together. So those are a couple of things to get it to stick, but I'm telling you, the best way to get it to stick is just schedule the next weekly review in.
So congratulations. Maybe that was your first weekly review. We'd love your input. What do you think of these sorts of interactive episodes? Are they helpful? Send us an email over at podcast@davidco.com with all of your questions and comments because we want to hear from you. Now, like we mentioned at the beginning, to get plugged into great webinars and sessions like these, why not join us over at GTD Connect? Plus, you save money when you sign up. You can redeem the coupon code PODCAST over at gettingthingsdone.com/podcast and clicking on GTD Connect. That's it for this week. And until next time, I'm Andrew J. Mason asking you, now that you've listened to this podcast, what's your next action?